Beginning news from home, where the Akwaibom State government has announced plans to take part in the National Tuberculosis TB Awareness Campaign as part of efforts to increase TB case finding, putting many people who are vulnerable to developing active TB on preventive treatment and proactively prevent further transmission of tuberculosis in the community. In an interview with journalist, the program manager, Akwaibom State Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Program, TBLCP, Dr. Basi Apan, while stating the symptoms of TB, explained also that it is a deadly disease. Dr. Apan therefore urged those with the cardinal symptoms of TB, which includes having a 2 weeks lasting cough, drenching sweat, and weight loss, to avail themselves of the National TB Testing Week, which begins today, August 1, and ends on August 7 for screening. He reiterated that both the testing and treatment for tuberculosis and over 700 public health facilities have been equipped and the health personnel trained to offer TB treatment, while stating that TB is curable within a period of 6 months to 1 year after the commencement of treatment.
TB spread from one person to the other. It's a contact thing. So basically, the cardinal signs of TB, the commonest is cough. Cough lasting more than 2 weeks. They usually have a low-grade fever, and the drenching night sweats. Then we only have weight loss. It's a very common. Then the other signs, the cough, most of the time, is usually productive of sputum. Some people might even have blood in it, you know, but the thing is that all of them are treatable and curable, not just treatable. No treatment means you can calm down the symptoms. Cure means the disease entity is no longer in the body. So what you want is to just get to the nearest health facility. Medications are free.
Dr. Basi Apan disclosed in preparation for the exercise that the state government did some mapping to find out areas of more concentration, which he said could be found both in the rural and urban centers of the state. He noted that currently, Akwaibom State has not reached the target of finding over 3,000 cases per quarter, although only 1,000 plus cases were being found.
The estimated number of cases we're supposed to find, or got case find, that's part of why we're even doing this testing week. There's a particular number of cases which are called. No, the more we treat them in the community, the lesser the people that can spread it, the lesser the TB problem. So that's why we want to mop up as many people as possible, get them treated so that we don't have those spreaders. So, as at this point, we're increasing our case findings every day, but it's not yet up to the benchmark that we're supposed to be finding. For example, we're supposed to find as much as 3,000 3 months, but we find about 1,400 or so. We've been increasing the number of cases we've been finding as a state.
In Nigeria, the National Tuberculosis Control Program, NTBCP, and partners observe National TB Test Week, also known as Chekamo Week, every first week of August to increase the TB case finding to put people who are vulnerable on prevention and treatment in different communities. Consequently, according to the National Tuberculosis and Leprosy Program, Nigeria ranks 6th among the 30 high-burden countries in the world, as every undiagnosed or untreated case could infect 15 people within a year.
Inspiration FM. Don't get it twisted. It's all about you, people.
Following the commencement of the 2022 edition of the Tuberculosis Testing Week, stakeholders in the health sector have gathered to plan towards a successful testing outing. The week-long exercise shall have health workers go onto the field to raise awareness on the impact of the global epidemic while running tests to identify its presence in 4 local government areas of the state. Tapping on the role of laboratory scientists in curbing the surge of tuberculosis, health partners mobilized laboratory scientists across the local government areas in the state for a one-day reorientation exercise. The State Quality Assurance Person for Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Program, Mr. Benedict Etuk, stated that the success of the Tuberculosis Control Program depends on the strength of the laboratory. Mr. Etuk maintained that the efficiency of the laboratory and the personnel gives the actual information on the actual presence of TB in a patient.
If you are a microscopist, be a quality microscopist, because the final word will come from you. If you do not know how did he get the passage that even at a very low concentration, you may recall something else as bacillus. And the dust will continue to bombard the patient with the drug, which you know very well about. So improve your capacity to detect and improve your capacity to quantify. If it is not up to 1+, don't say it's 1+.
It was further revealed in the meeting that one TB patient has the tendency of spreading the virus to at least 10 to 12 other people, hence the need for public health workers to raise more awareness for citizens to present themselves for testing. Analyzing the role of low awareness in the surge in TB cases, the program manager, Akwa Ibom State Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Program, Dr. Basi Apan, noted that the more people are aware of their statuses, the more the chances of getting cured, and relatively, the less the spread of the virus.
Low awareness actually has its debilitating effect on the TB case finding, because in TB, we need everybody to be on guard. We need everybody to know that it's treatable and it's curable. But by the time you don't know it's treatable and it's curable, you may end up spending your money, you may end up going to the wrong places to get treatment, and at the end of the day, you will not get that exact treatment that you need. Meanwhile, the treatment for TB is absolutely free, and you can get them actually at health centers. And in fact, every public health facility in the state, as we speak right now, offers one form of TB service, both for testing, screening, and even the treatment. Cough of more than 2 weeks duration and fever, she's always busy treating for malaria, typhoid, the two usual suspects, and the person doesn't get any relief. The person sleeps in bed and the person keeps on sweating, has drenching night sweats. That could be TB.
According to statistics, Nigeria ranks the 6th among 30 TB high-burden countries in the world and the 1st in Africa.
It's amazing how one radio station can change the lives of many people. I love Inspiration FM. What about you?
I do too.
Talking health, the process of breastfeeding has become a Herculean task for new mothers owing to the various challenges a number of them have set to face in trying to embrace the process. This comes as, like in the years past, the world commemorates the Breastfeeding Awareness Week with focus on strengthening the capacity of actors that have to protect, promote and support breastfeeding across different levels of society. The Breastfeeding Week, which takes place from August 1 to 7 every year, has this year's theme as Step Up for Breastfeeding, Educate and Support, to further shed more light on the need for more involvement by stakeholders towards ensuring babies are exclusively breastfed for at least the first 6 months of their life. Speaking in an interview with Inspiration FM, the nursing mothers bared their minds over how taxing it has been to breastfeed their babies.
I have noticed since I started breastfeeding, I don't sleep. I have sleepless nights because my baby sucks a lot and I eat a lot. So, and if I don't eat, I have this dizziness.
Well, at the moment, since I'm a new mother, I still have that tenderness in the tip of my breast. When he starts sucking, it's very painful.
The major challenge I have is just the sleepless nights. When you don't really have an assistant at home and you have to, like, wake up, prepare meal that you eat, because breastfeeding actually drains the mother a lot. Those are also the challenges.
Despite their complaints, the mothers were also able to speak on how beneficial breastfeeding their babies has been to the child and even to themselves.
He doesn't get sick fast, because someone told me that I should not be giving him food till 6 months. I should always breastfeed him till 6 months, then he will not get sick fast. And I have seen the importance of breastfeeding. He doesn't get sick fast.
Well, on the child, I've seen benefits. He's adding weight. From when he was born, he has added weight more than when the breast milk was not coming out and I was giving him just the thin milk. He was not adding weight until I started the breast. So that's when, in a short period of time, he gained weight.
Meanwhile, a public health specialist, Dr. Kayukemi Ekpotu, has stressed that there should be policies for private organizations to follow in ensuring that breastfeeding mothers are given priority.
health laws in place where these private institutions also know that they need to provide places for breastfeeding mothers that resume work to have where they can have time to spend with their child or where to even keep the child, like a crèche. Mm-hmm. And also the duration spent in the office. A breastfeeding mother that resumes work can't run the same 12-hour shift or 8-hour shift with every other person. Breastfeeding comes with a lot. She may be sleep deprived. She's going through a process. So you need to make a little more excuses. Like the civil service rule actually has that kind of thing available in the public sector for breastfeeding mothers. Mm-hmm. That maybe others close by 4, breastfeeding mothers close by 2.
Inspiration FM. Don't get it twisted. It's all about you, people.
Moving on now, and still in commemoration of the World Breastfeeding Week, health expert of the banks and put to perspective some maids widely associated with breastfeeding, which is a hindrance to some mothers practicing the act. The World Breastfeeding Week is usually marked from the 1st to 7th of August every year to drive conversations and create more awareness on the need for nursing mothers to embrace breastfeeding as it holds numerous benefits for the mother and the baby. With this year's theme being a step up for breastfeeding, educate and support, the health expert indicated that most mates being peddled about breastfeeding end up working against the fight for its embrace. Speaking with Inspiration FM, a public health specialist, Dr. Kuyikemi Ekpo, to encourage women to forsake the myth that breastfeeding can affect the size of a breast and even make it sag.
Saggy breast starts from pregnancy, because certain hormones are stimulated when a woman is pregnant, and there's weight gain and then weight loss that comes after pregnancy that naturally causes an extension and compression. So your breast to go back to the pre-pregnancy state is slim, whether you breastfeed or you don't breastfeed. That shouldn't be a discouraging factor to women. And then secondly, women that breastfeed should put on supportive bras. When you put on proper bras during breastfeeding, it helps support your breast and reduces the rates at which it sags.
In the same vein, another public health expert, Dr. Sifon John, stressed that the size of a woman's breast doesn't affect the amount of milk it can produce and urged women to remain hydrated for better results.
What would actually affect breastfeeding might be water intake. While a woman is breastfeeding, it is important that the woman keeps hydrated. Take lots and lots of fluids. It would help with the quantity of breastfeeding. And then the main thing here is the supply is equal to the demand. Where a baby is not being put to breast, baby is not sucking as much as the baby should, the quantity of breast milk that comes won't be that much. Because naturally when a baby suckles, there's this message that it sends to the brain, and then that in turn now affects the quantity of breast milk that is being produced. So it has nothing to do with the size of the breast.
Medical practitioners made this known when their parents guest on a health program earlier in the week.
It's amazing how one radio station can change the lives of many people. I love Inspiration FM. What about you?
Ah, I do too.